Welcome to City Advantage Card.
This call may be monitored or recorded. We're experiencing high call volumes. If you're calling about a City Advantage Card account change, you can contact us through chat on City Account Online. You can also find more information regarding your online digital experience in our frequently asked questions for conversions with an account number change. Just log into your City Account Online or visit city.com and search for New American Airlines Card. You are now in our Touchtone system. To access our speech-enabled system, press ** at any time.
Para español, presione 2.
To access your account by credit card number, press 1. Or to access your account by social, please enter your credit card number using the keys on your phone. I'm sorry, I still didn't get that. Please enter your credit card number using the keys on your phone. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please enter a 10-digit phone number associated with your credit card using your telephone keypad. Sorry, we're unable to locate a valid credit card record.
Representative,
in order to
please
provide you with a better experience, City records and stores your voice print and uses it to verify your identity to ensure your account is secure and protected. We appreciate your patience. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. We also provide a variety of services right here through our automated voice response system, make payments, view transactions, add travel notices, and you won't have to wait for a representative. Let me get someone to help you. Please hold.
City Customer Service, my name is Mary. How can I help you?
Yes, I do not authorize the use of my voice for verification. I do not authorize that. If you are going to insist on that, I'm afraid I will have to get another card and terminate my relationship with Citibank. Can you please note on my account I do not authorize this?
Yes, ma'am, because that is an option for you if you do not want to.
It's not presented that way. It's presented as if you're doing it in your voice system. Please, I do not authorize this. I'm not allowing it.
Can you help me with your account so I can...
Yes, I put it repeatedly into the system, and I've been with Citibank for over 20 years, in fact, possibly 30, in fact, 30 years, although with different accounts.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Susan Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R.
Thank you. Just 1 minute, ma'am. Let me just pull up your account.
Mm-hmm.
Let me verify. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, ma'am. Thank you for patiently waiting.
Thank you.
Okay. We want to use your voice print for account verification when you call us. However, we may still use your voice print to help protect your accounts from fraud.
I don't see how you can use. I don't authorize you using my voice print. I don't authorize you using this as. I don't authorize anyone to use biometric information. If this is your policy, I'm going to be terminating my accounts.
Okay.
It is your policy. Unless you can override this, I'm not going to continue doing business with you.
Yes,
I do not authorize the use of biometric IDs.
Okay, ma'am, no worries. We will remove this on the verification process for your account. Well, we will be using them further for the verification and for fraudulent transactions.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm saying I will terminate my relationship with you. I will cancel all of my cards.
Yes,
I will cancel all of my cards. I will take care of your fraud problem. I will cancel all of my cards. I'm not allowing anyone to have a voice print for me. I'm not allowing that. If you're going to do that, then I will be canceling all of my cards. Is that what you're telling me?
No, ma'am. What I'm telling you is that we will no longer use the voice verification. Anything that we do for verification will be through security word, and we will need, if we need to send the code, that's the process that we will do. We will cancel the voice verification on your account.
Right, no, but I'm saying if you're going to use it for fraud, I don't want you keeping a voice print for me anywhere in your system.
I have already requested that to be removed, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay.
Now let's continue to the second matter, which is can you please put me over to the disputes department?
Is this for a new dispute or a
It's for an existing dispute where, yes, it's an existing dispute. Please put me over to the disputes department. I would appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, hold on, ma'am.
Thank you. Your voice is very faint. Is there any way you can turn up the sound on your end?
This is fine. Or is this okay?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. I'm calling about dispute. Let me read you the ID very slowly. It's dispute 6.
I'm so sorry for interrupting you, but can you please verify your details?
I was already verified. I'm surprised you have to re-verify me.
I do not have the details in front of me, ma'am. So sorry about that. Can you help me by confirming the card number? Thank you. Just 1 minute. Can you please help me by confirming your full name, please?
Yes, it's Susan Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R.
Thank you so much. I've got all the information in front of me, Ms. Weber. Can you help me by confirming the dispute amount, please, so I can pull up...
It's the dispute... It's with Hotels at Home, I can give you the dispute ID.
Correct. I got that details, ma'am. Don't worry. Was that been done on September 30th, 2019? Correct?
That is correct. I'm calling because you sent me a note, I believe it was dated January 26th, stating that you were closing the dispute, and I called on February 1st and again on February 7th, and I wanted to reconfirm your basis for closing the dispute. You claimed that it was because the merchant had replied, even though the merchant's response did not at all respond to the fact that the goods were defective. The merchant's response merely showed they had shipped the product. And yet you said the mere fact that the merchant had sent a reply was why you closed down the dispute. Is that correct?
Ma'am, we haven't closed the dispute yet. The dispute is still going on. We want some more information from your end.
I provided very extensive documentation on January 14, I believe it was January 14. I sent further information documenting. I resent it. I'll have to look at. Let me just see when I resent it. I sent it to your billing disputes ID with the account number. So I'm a little perplexed that you're saying you're repeatedly saying you didn't receive it when I've sent it twice to your billing disputes number. I sent it most recently on February 10. I sent it January 14, and I sent it again February 10, and it includes emails from the merchant where the merchant stated that they conceded that the mattress was defective. They conceded they would be willing to issue a refund, but they were asking for return conditions that I could not physically meet because it required physical exertion and buying tools that I do not have. And I raised that with them, and they did not reply. So the merchant has already, and I sent you those emails. I also sent an affidavit from an independent party, notarized affidavit sworn under the penalty of perjury as to the defects of the mattress. So there's no question the mattress is defective, and the merchant has not denied to me or in any of the documentation that Citibank sent when they mailed me with the merchant's response. The merchant's response showed was that they had shipped the goods. They didn't even address the question of the mattress being defective. So I don't understand how you can say you haven't received information when I've sent it twice.
I totally understand that, ma'am. We have received.
And I further called both times to make sure that what I had sent had been added to my file, and I was told yes. So I don't. When I have gotten verbal confirmation that this material has been added to my file, I'm having a lot of trouble with you telling me you don't have information from me.
All right. Ma'am, we received the documentation. So if you can give me 1 or 2 minutes to explain you how it works. The dispute is still going on. All right. We require more information. If you have sent the documentation again, don't worry. I will let the investigators know the date and the documentation what you have sent so they can review the dispute again and let you know within 7 to 10 business days. Is that okay?
That's okay, but I was told in February you were reviewing it and would give me an answer, and I got no answer in February. So again, I'm puzzled as to your process. This is supposed to be what is called an arbitration dispute at this point, since you reversed the charge on the first dispute, and I'm not sure as to what your timetable or your process is here. And I'm quite mystified because I very clearly documented the goods are defective, and the merchant has not denied that.
Okay, ma'am. I'll tell you how it's going to work now. I'm going to make sure they'll send the details and tell them about the transaction you have sent, all the documentation you have sent, on Feb 10, 2020, and they can review your account on priority basis. It will take some time, but I will make sure everything happens. Okay? But in case
Do you have any other things, any other documentation?
No, the merchant has not responded. The merchant has not. I told the merchant that I offered to have the merchant pick up the mattress. I'm also willing to give the mattress to charity and give the merchant documentation that the mattress has gone to charity, that I don't have it anymore, and I will not get any tax benefit. I will not get any financial benefit from donating the mattress to charity, given my tax situation this year. The merchant has not responded. The merchant has gone silent on me, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do when I've told the merchant that I cannot physically comply with their refund requirement, which is basically that I do manual, that I hack out a large piece of the mattress and send it to them. That would require specialized tools. I'm 62 years old. I'm in need of surgery. I can't physically do that. I've told them that, and they have not offered any alternatives.
I'm so sorry.
So they conceded the mattress is defective, they're not willing to pick it up, and they're not willing to offer an alternative, and I've said I'm willing to give to charity and document that I've given it to charity, a receipt, so that I don't have the mattress anymore. But they have not responded, so what am I supposed to do when the merchant goes silent and is it admitted the mattress is defective? They've admitted the mattress is defective.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, can you please go ahead and email us all the information? What did you just said it to me? What exactly happened with you? I will give you an email address. Do you have it with you by any chance?
I have billingdispute@citi.com. I have it already. I've been mailing
That's
to billing right.
dispute. Yeah. Correct. So you just
Well, I would also like you to confirm, though, because you reversed the dispute when the merchant had not sent in any information. They didn't even address the issue of the defective mattress. Why was the chargeback reversed? The chargeback should not have been reversed.
Ma'am, we understand that, but the merchant did send us some documentation back on January 20th.
You're not supposed to merely accept anything the merchant said. The merchant could have said she has red hair and she's crazy, and you're saying that would be sufficient for you to reverse a dispute? That's effectively what the merchant's response, the categories I invoked were defective goods and goods of not reasonable expected quality. Those are two separate categories under MasterCard's current U.S. chargeback guide. The merchant did not file a response that addressed either of those chargeback categories. So why did you reverse the dispute? Why did you reverse the chargeback? When their response did not address either, I said that verbally, or when I lodged the dispute, I was very clear on the phone to list the chargeback categories. I put it very clearly in the written documentation I sent in. The merchant's response was clearly not responsive. It did not address those chargeback categories. It did not deny the fact that they had conceded the mattress was defective in their own emails. Why did you give them the money back? It did not respond to the chargeback categories. Say, I didn't dispute that they sent me the mattress. Obviously, they sent me the mattress. How would I know it was defective? That's all they proved. We sent her the mattress. That's all their documentation showed. How could you possibly reverse the dispute when they didn't address the basis of the chargeback?
Okay, ma'am. Now, I will let you copy that.
No, you haven't answered my question. Why did you reverse the chargeback? Why did you reverse the chargeback?
Now, if you can give me a minute to go ahead and explain you, then I'll be able to go ahead and give you the information, right? The chargeback was reversed because of conditional credit. The way you have the dispute right, even the merchant has the dispute right to get that done. And that is the reason the charge of...
No, you're supposed to adjudicate the dispute. You're not supposed to give the merchant the money back because the merchant sends you some paperwork. You're saying that you reversed it merely because the merchant sent you paperwork, even though the paperwork did not address my chargeback. Is that correct?
That was just the conditional credit which is being reversed. Because now we want to get the money back from the merchant, we require more information, and that is the reason.
I provided you extensive documentation. I don't understand this. The merchant has already conceded that the emails show the merchant has conceded. I've explained this in my cover notes 4 or 5 times. The merchant has already conceded that the merchandise is defective. They've already conceded that. That's a legitimate chargeback category. That's one of your chargeback categories. Why are we going in circles here? It's in the merchant's own emails to me, which I have sent to you.
Ma'am, I will raise the request about this. The only thing you need to do right now is sending
detailed information about...
I have repeatedly. It appears you aren't reading it.
Then do not send anything, ma'am. I will tell the investigator to look closely and check it once again and speak with the merchant about this, and we will let you know within 7 to 10 business days.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much.